Salutations, everybody. Welcome back to the Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy podcast. Just the update on Nathan's arm while we're on these hiatus. Nathan's arm is doing better. I think we have a... what the heck was that? I just rolled over something. I think it was like a plank or a board or something. But, okay. That's cool. And ironically, our roof was leaking as well, so we had like double trouble. So not only my son's recovering from his arm being fractured in two places, but he's getting much better. I think last night was the first night that he slept but didn't need any medicine, so that was really a blessing. So you know, the healing is taking place, and he hasn't been in... still a little discomfort, but definitely not, no pain, you know, thank God. I managed to do a little bit of playthrough with the emulated version of Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy, because, you know, of everything that's going on, everything happening, I don't really have a chance to like play. So I'll probably play for like maybe play a Game Boy game for like maybe 2 or 3 minutes when Nathan's asleep, and making sure that he's good, and then from there I'm just like, okay, you know, heading on to making sure he's all right and taking care of him. So whatchamacallit, with the Super Nintendo version of the game, because if you plug it up to a Super Game Boy, you can have the function and feature with it. But one of the neat things is, I believe it's through My Old Boy, which is a Android app, the free version, or even the free or the paid version, both versions will allow for you to run the game on a Super Game Boy. So you can emulate it and play it as if it was ran on a Super Game Boy. So I have a couple initial thoughts about it, you know, just a couple things that perused in the noggin, so to speak. So the first thing I know is that there's like a little bit of loading times, meaning that it takes a moment for the backgrounds to refresh, because the, whatchamacallit, the emulation itself, it's not bad. It runs as it runs. You know, I could probably like do something where I'm able to, able to maybe speed up the emulation, so that way it's like 1-to-1. But the problem is that I have to specifically configure it so that way the emulation is sped up during the loading sequences. So it usually, there's loading when right after the character select, and then there's like a brief pause in the game, and that's when the game itself loads like 1 of 9 specific backgrounds. In the emulation itself, the backgrounds are not shown. I could probably, like, you know, what you would call it, decrease the resolution of the game so the game can see, so the game can show like the backgrounds, but I have the resolution stretched to the full screen. I think it's nice though, like the backgrounds add like a little flair or a little aesthetic. But remember, the emulator itself is not actually the Super Nintendo. So the Super Nintendo, so the backgrounds and the borders and the frames, they come directly from the Game Boy game, but the Super Nintendo renders and processes them. In the emulation itself, the backgrounds are not rendered. So it's just basically the game, but the game is still running and acting as it is on the Super Nintendo, and the emulator itself manipulates the game to still run the same thing with the updated details with it. So a couple of things that you'll note offhand, besides the loading times, which is definitely the most, you know, prescient. The first thing would be that it's still a lack of color, but it's kind of like a more like a tintish color, like a hue-ish, tintish, sunish color, like a little bit yellow, orange tint. So it's not fully fleshed out in color. Excuse me. Couldn't stifle the yawn, I apologize. But it's not fully fleshed out in color. However, the majority of other things are noted in color. So when you note the select screen, the banners or the flags. Whew, don't say banners and flags at the five times fast, because I would have tested my PG rating. Not my PG rating, but my my family friendly rating by just a slip of the tongue. So with that notwithstanding, so the flags are in good color, the life bars as well. So the life bars are yellow, so it kind of, in a way, in being subjectively and completely honest without any biasness to my favorite game, it does seem like the game, not that it was rushed, but it does seem that there was like a lack of care, or a lack of like, okay, let's just, you know, create something just to create something, just to, you know, make quota. So that way, you know, Street Fighter could be like Sonic, you know, it's like on everything imaginable. And it does beg the question where, you know, Capcom could have, you know, made the whatchamacallit. Capcom could have made like a updated Street Fighter for the Game Boy. So, I'm sorry, the Game Boy Color could have been like, you know, Street Fighter 2 Special Game Boy Color Edition or Special Championship Edition. But again, I understood why, because a lot of people didn't really, you know, receive my favorite game, unfortunately. You know, the reception wasn't really, it was okay, but it wasn't like, you know, like, oh goodness, this is a killer app, this is a great thing, you know. But back in 95, to me, in my opinion, you know, and also being, you know, an older gamer, you know, 33, I've played games since 90s, you know, back then it was a technical marvel. Because when you look at it now, and now that you have like the Nintendo Switch, or, you know, if you really want the authentic Street Fighter experience, quote unquote, you know, there's the PlayStation Portable, PlayStation Vita, Sega Nomad, shoot, even a freaking a Nintendo DS Lite that can play, you know, Game Boy Advance cartridges or the Game Boy Advance. So you still have like multiple options. If you want to play like more of a updated, quote unquote, Street Fighter 2 experience, you know, not just specifically the Game Boy, because you have, to be quite honest, better ports. And also you have like actual ports of the arcade game. And if you really want to take it a step further, you can, if you have like a Sony Xperia Play phone, or you have some workaround where you have an Android phone, you know, a CPS2 emulator, and, you know, a couple other things, then you, with a controller and a USB, I forgot the name of that cable, it's like an USB OTG cable. If you have all that, then you can play your emulated games right from your phone, just with a little bit of a setup, a little, you know, a little bit of elbow grease, getting some work in, it can get done. So with that said, there are better options to play Street Fighter 2, you know. But then I don't look at the game as like, okay, right now. But I actually will review the game as of right now in 2020, as opposed to viewing in 1995. But I look at it subjectively back in 95, like, whoa, this is, you know, just, you know, the arcade version of the game when arcades were revered. So anywho, so like the pluses, you know, just to summarize some of the things. So the pluses are, you know, you get, you know, some good arcade action, you know, some, you know, color, not a lot, with the Super Game Boy version of Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy. And you get some neat backgrounds that accentuate everything, that gives you more of the aesthetic, like, okay, you know, this is how it was in the arcade. For the minuses, it's just basically the loading times when, you know, you're loading from the screen. And it's not like the game's the fastest game in the world as it is. There is a slight, you know, hiccups here and there from it. But all in all, I appreciate it. I appreciate the effort that went into it. And to be honest, there could have been more of an effort. I hate to be that guy, like, oh, they could have done more. Well, yeah, you know. But without my personal thing, my opinion with that, you know, subjectively speaking, is that, hey, you know, you guys could have easily, you know, threw this on the Game Boy Color without the borders and maybe lessen the loading time, you know. I hate to say it, but other than, like, one main thing is that you can actually play two-player off of one cartridge, which I found to be very, very neat. So if you have, you know, a Super Game Boy and a Super Nintendo lying around and Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy, you can play, like, you know, two-player. Again, you know, you have better options. But just to know that technology is available in a Game Boy game, just as similar as with the Space Invaders Game Boy game that actually has a copy of the original Space Invaders inside its architecture, it's just a neat thing. So it brings me to my thing. So I don't want to give it like a subjective review, I don't want to give like a review that's like limited to like, okay, it's this point or that point, you know. I definitely don't want to do that. But what I'll say is that for its time, it was a very neat thing. However, it's hard to justify what Capcom did. And it's kind of like a neat little treasure trove, you know. I felt like I've experienced it, you know, and it was very neat. But I also experienced playing the game, you know, with two-player with a link cable. To me, that was just, you know, I finally got to use my link cable, which was awesome. I'm not really a big, not big Pokemon fan. I used to be when I was a kid, but it was like, oh, cool. And then it's like, okay, off the rails. And nothing wrong with it, but I'm just saying, like, I just got to use my link cable for the first time ever, which was amazing when playing two-player game. And there was still, like, a little bit of hiccups with that, but not too much. But it's just hard to, like, in a way, it's hard to justify, how can I put it? It's hard to justify with the features, because again, you know, you can play like someone said, and I'm just looking at this like completely, you know, unbiased review. I'm, you know, with a little bit of biasness, but not here. But it's hard to say, like, okay, what is the purpose? Do you want to play Game Boy, you know, on your Super Nintendo? Yeah, but you got Turbo, you know, Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo, which is, you know, rated as a really great game. Or, you know, I think it was Street Fighter 2 Turbo Dash was also. So if you're not, you know, into the super moves and, you know, the strategy in depth, and you want to get something that was a little bit more easier or a little bit more similar to, you know, the Game Boy game, then you have that, you know. But it's just, it's hard to recommend because, again, you want to play a console Street Fighter 2 game. Yes, there's better options. I mean, do you want to see, like, you know, a piece of history where you can, like, review some of the whatchamacallit, you know, review some of the graphics and the borders? That's cool. I mean, you can also grab, like, a whatchamacallit as well. You can grab, like, a screenshot off of any website that has it. Or, you know, I think I had it too on my YouTube page. I uploaded a video. So again, the problem is, it's just, it's so hard to justify why it's needed, you know. But I look at it as just like a love letter to the game that, you know, Capcom actually, you know, did that. You know, I wish that, yeah, I mean, the wish is there subjectively. They could have done more, but for what they've done for me, the game is already good enough without having to do that. And, you know, I'm better for playing the game as it is. And also, my biasness comes in when, you know, I grew up black and white Game Boy. You know, there's a difference between black and white Game Boy and whatchamacallit, whatever the heck Cyberpunk 2077 is doing. So, you know, that's my inherent bias. But, you know, I think it was a good love letter, you know, to the game, which is very neat to have. Again, it's hard to justify the rationale as to why, you know, why do you need to play, and then you really don't. So with that, I'm going to sign out. Fortunately, I'm adulting right now, so I'll catch you guys on the flip side. Continue to pray for Nathan's healing. You know, thank God that there's no setbacks. Everything's going well. I focus and my main concern is making sure that the little guy is A-okay. So with that, I'm signing off. This has been the Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy podcast. God bless.
Are you ready, true believers? Capcom and Marvel have joined forces once again to bring you...
Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy Saturdays.